Her Intuition Podcast is a platform to remind all women of their worth and to encourage them to dig deep within themselves for better.
What it do, my good people? Your girl Yolanda Randolph here, coming to you with another quick motivational minute or another Tell It Tuesday, whatever floats your boat. Y'all know I don't care what you call it, just as long as you're rocking and rolling with your girl. And hey, you ain't calling it garbage and trash. Listen, I am happy and I am excited. Now, if you're not talking to God, I strongly do encourage you to do so, because God is the one who will turn all of your negative around for your good. I'm telling you, I am living proof. He will fix things for you in your life in his timing. Now you must wait for him, okay? He's not gonna do it when you say it, okay? God does not need our help, okay? So turn to the Almighty God. I'm telling you, he is that one. Now let's go ahead and get on into this week's message, because I am itching and I'm on one, okay, today to talk about this message. Shade to all the ready-made, period. Deadbeats, dear deadbeat. Yes, I forgot about talking to these deadbeats. And like I said, I'm on one. So we're going to talk to them directly today. Shade to the ready-made. I had someone reach out to me a couple of weeks ago. An old friend of mine, an old fling of mine. And he informed me that he was done with his girlfriend. Now, Yolanda Randolph has nothing to do with that. I am not sure exactly why he feels the need or felt the need to tell me that. And so he said this, I am ready to be with you now. I want to come there and be with you. If I was to come there and be with you, how will I get to work? Okay, first of all, that's deadbeat questions. Okay, that's the thing that I no longer do. Okay, second of all, the other stuff that he was saying about how I have myself together and how I am perfect to help, keyword is help, get him together. Homeboy was looking for a ready-made place to go. Okay. Here's the thing. There is no more of dudes, deadbeats, coming to me because they feel as if I'm the better option. Ladies, let's stop allowing these dudes to hang on to you and to come to you just because they feel as if you are the better option. We're saying shade. We're throwing shade to the ready-made. Okay? They want to come in and get to the ready-made families. Okay, they want to come in and get to the ready-made household. Everything in the household is up to par because you are the one who done it. You didn't need that joker's help before you were starting to do it. You do not need it now. Shade to the ready-made. Ready-made kids, they ain't got to do the hard work of raising them kids. They can just jump right in and come into what you have already done. The ready-made lifestyle. They want to come in and get to your cars. They want to come in and get to the things that you have set yourself up for you and your family, you and your children. They want to just come in and jump in and be king or queen in some cases in your household without having to do any work. Absolutely not. I want to put a bug in your ear, okay? Here's the thing. A lot of times these deadbeats are only coming to you not for you, but what you can do for them. There's the bug, okay? I have said this plenty of times on this podcast, but it bears repeating, even for myself, okay? I had to sit back and listen to him closely of what he was saying. So when a joker deadbeat comes to you and start talking to you about how you can help them and how they can do this and do that for you without showing any proof, beware, be mindful, goodbye and deuces. Never ever, let's stop getting caught up. Never ever get caught up into the talk game. I'm telling you, deadbeats are good at talking. Do not get caught up, my good queen. Do not get caught up in that deadbeat talk. We are not that allowing them and letting them come into our own ready-made areas. They don't have to do any work. They have nothing that they have to do. They don't have to prove themselves, no nothing. And you want to know what? This is why them deadbeats come to ladies who have themselves together. A lot of times, I'm finna say this. A lot of times, those of us who do have ourselves together, we lack somewhere else. We lack a lot of times in the self-esteem apartment. We lack in being comfortable with ourselves. Oh yes, we lack in certain spaces. We lack in the sex department. I'm keeping it real. We lack. And the deadbeat knows that. The deadbeat knows we lack companionship. The deadbeat knows that. They can pick it up a mile away. So what they do is they try to take that stuff that you lack and talk the talk game. Talk it out so that you feel as if when they come in, they can supplement you. I am telling you, it is just talk. Ladies, we got to get in the mindset of really digging deep. We have to dig deep. We can't just go by the superficial and what they're saying. We got to actually do our homework. We have to actually do some studying. When they're talking, we have to actually listen. Move the way you are feeling. Move the vulnerabilities out of the way. That is not for the deadbeat. You are not vulnerable to the deadbeat. I'm telling you, they will use it to their advantage. And then when they get in into your ready-made area, they wreak all types of havoc with your emotions. With that household that you work so hard to establish. Sometimes, here I go, with them children that you have worked so hard to raise, a lot of times all by yourself, they come in, they do nothing to show your children or your child how it really is to be a king, and then your kid goes out into the world with that same mindset. Someone can come in and tear everything that you worked so hard for, tear it down in a matter of months and maybe even a few years, and then your kid goes out there and doing that same thing that deadbeat done to you, because the kids are watching. Kids are watching, and when that deadbeat is done with you and they're going off to the next victim, then you are stuck trying to bring your children back to a place that they were before that deadbeat came in. Well, how about we just don't let the deadbeat come in at all? Let's throw some shade to that ready-made stuff. They're not coming in and putting themselves into your ready-made areas. You have worked hard for you, for your children. Now, if that deadbeat is ready to get themselves together, then how about they get themselves together on their own? How come they need you? Did you need them when it was coming time for you to get yourself together? No, you did not. How come the deadbeat can't get themselves together by themselves? How come they can't get themselves together all by their lonesome and then come to a good woman? How come they can't do that? You want to know how come they can't do it? Because us ladies make it so easy for them not to. We make it easy. I know that I have. Over the years, I made it so easy for men because I didn't have the love for myself. I didn't love myself enough to say, hey, wait a minute, chick. Don't be letting this dude just come in and tell you anything because you are tired of being by yourself. Don't let this dude come in and just sit in your house like he's king and ain't done nothing to gain that title. Because I was lonely and I was sick of being by myself. And guess what? I wanted to have that family. What society says is supposed to be. That's what I wanted. I wanted to have the family, the mother and father and the children and all of that. The way it looks to the outside. No. I had to rethink that. When I got rid of my deadbeat, I had to sit back. And it was hard. But I had to sit back and say, hey, wait a minute. And I don't mean like just threw him out. Y'all know the story. I'm not going to go into that story. But when I forced my mind to get rid of that deadbeat, I said that I wasn't going to allow any more deadbeats in. So, deadbeat, the newest one, if you're listening, you just know that you are not coming to Yolanda's pad, the thing that she worked so hard for, to come in and be king in my home when you have not proven yourself. And here's another thing, deadbeat. I'm not going to let you leave this other chick to come over to me and have her hurt on the strength of me. Absolutely not. I don't do my fellow sisters in like that. Ladies, I said this before, let's stop doing our fellow sisters in. You know that man ain't no good. He left that other chick to come be with you. You know that later on down the line it can happen to you. You know that it ain't right. How about this? If we start waiting, oh, Lord, I want to tell you thank you. We start waiting on who God has for us. I'm telling you, things would be much better. That means he ain't come from nobody else. If he did, he spent time with himself first. If he did, he's not coming to you with no agenda. Only nothing but love and care. And he'll have his own stuff. He ain't just coming to you because he needs a ready-made area to sit in. He's coming to you because he loves you. He wants to see how far things can go. Okay? That's what happens when we wait on God. I am living proof. That is what happens when we wait on God. So, let's stop letting these deadbeats come on in and sit in our ready-made areas. We are saying shade to the ready-made. I want to thank you so much for checking your girl out each and every Tuesday. Whenever you do, I'm happy and I'm excited. I am so grateful to have you all here. Books booming, shaking, and popping over there on Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Target. Wherever you get your favorite books, okay, you can find Yolanda Randolph's. And I think, the greatest stories that I have ever created. I think so. I did get some feedback for some people who have read the story and who are in the process of reading The Women of Shaw's Place, and they are saying it is dynamite. They are saying that they can't put it down. Okay, I have not heard from everybody, but I have heard from a few. And they're saying they're really feeling it. It's a really good story, okay? So, listen, it ain't just me saying it this time. It's other people are saying it too, okay? So, get ready to clutch those imaginary pearls. For the Women of Shaw's Place will go on sale May 14th, okay? And I might have something early. I don't know yet, okay? So, be on the lookout now to say, hey, them chicks need to listen to this podcast episode. They need to listen to this podcast message, okay? Because them ladies there, they got a lot going on. They got a lot of drama in their lives. But remember, they are women, okay? I think they forget that sometimes. They forget their strength and that story. And my beautiful story, The Women of Shaw's Place, I think they forget their strength like a lot of us women do. But hey, it's in there, okay? God has placed the strength, the women's strength, inside of all of us. Pull on it. Many blessings to you, many blessings to you, many blessings to you. And prayerfully, we will chat again next week.
Thanks so much for listening. And be sure to follow me on my hashtag #HerIntuition page on Facebook and on Instagram @YolandaRandolphPublications.